Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 245, recorded on Tuesday, August 27th, 2019, and part of the 2019 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. We're getting down to the wire, especially for those of us going to Dragon Con, because everything gets quite a bit more difficult at that point. In theory, I think I'm going to try and pre-record some stuff, but I'm actually running out of time to pre-record stuff. Ugh. Oh, anyway, so, but I really want to try and actually get all the way through it this year. I only have to get to Saturday, so it is, Summer Resolution Tuesday. So I'm going to do a few things here. First of all, I'm going to give a Summer Resolution update, but even before Summer Resolution update, I'm going to give a Gracie update. We had her yesterday, after she got her cast on and everything. We had her again today because she didn't go back to daycare quite yet. So she was with us the whole day. And she's a tough little booger. There's no crying. There's hardly ever. She is a couple of times mentioned things hurting a little bit. But and she's already taken, like yesterday, because like I said, it's like an entire arm. So your arm is just like, kind of complete. Even her hand. Her fingers are out, but, they're little short 2-year-old fingers, so there's not out much. She's not going to be able to do too much with her fingers there, but, yesterday she basically considered it like a foreign object. It was like, I no longer have an arm. Today, I saw her at least once. She wanted to put down a doll in a particular place, and there was stuff in the way, and her doll was already in the one hand, so she just used the used her cast like a bludgeon, basically. She wasn't like banging on anything hard. She was just moving stuff out of the way, but she is starting to use the arm a little bit. So I think in the next few days she'll figure out, yeah, I can use this to support things or part of the issue is that's her dominant hand. So she's like double flummoxed because A, she kind of only has one, in her head, she only has one arm, and B, it's not even her dominant arm, but I think she'll figure out fairly soon that she can start using it a little bit to hold things down and stuff like that. But anyway, she is doing fine. She's doing fine, which makes Pop Pop feel a little better, especially since he's going to be gone for several days. Status in general, I went back and looked at the old things and very quick, because I'm trying to make this one not crazy long. So on my resolution to review and deal with subscriptions, that is in process, that is progressing pretty well. I have some stuff that, again, I have a few things like that are like $1.99 a month, and they do add up, but I'm like, do I get $1.99 a month worth of use out of, whatever this is? And in many cases I do, and I could, just not get a single cup of coffee somewhere and make up for it. So, but there are some other big ones. For example, there's probably an Ancestry.com subscription that I'm going to put on hold, because one good thing about these digital subscription things is they're not going to destroy my Ancestry.com account. In fact, they're going to immediately start sending me like, hey, here's 20% off. And I mean, I've played this game before. And all your stuff is still here. And all you got to do is click and you come back and everything. And it is, I find it very cool, but I'm to a large extent have some of that stuff for other people. Do you like share out your account? So I've done some of the genealogy work for like my dad and other people and Charlotte's dad and stuff, and they're using it some, but they're not using it a huge amount. And so I'm like, well, I'll turn it off, and when they want to use it, we'll turn it back on. So rather than just have it running all the time. So we're making some progress there. The Dropbox at the beginning of the month, like I said, that's already, we got a week and a half after we get back from Dragon Con for the ending of that, because that's already been cut off. And literally the only thing I have used it for in the past 2 weeks, at least the past week, but I think about the past 2 weeks, is Alphonic, just because I'm being lazy with that. And it's still there. But absolute worst case with Alphonic, I can upload the file. So and my solution to the download of the finished file, I don't know if I mentioned this. I think I may have mentioned it offhandedly before in the, is I actually just wanted to FTP it to my server, and I don't know what I was doing and not getting permissions right and everything, but I just couldn't get that to work the last time I did it. I don't know if it was me being stupid or the user interface being weird or Debian being weird. I don't know. Cause I was trying to like make a very restricted like account. So it was, you know, like, and I don't know, but that's the way to go. Just put the damn file straight on my server so I can take one more step out of the process. So it'll just be there when I get there. So that is the Dropbox thing is done. The Alphonic thing is another thing. And then finally the old media, I've done nothing. And in fact, I'm about to add to that, because I realized that old media however you want to call it, I haven't done anything yet. I really want to, but there's other stuff. So adding to my new additional summer resolution is there are other things. One is paper. Now, I'm not terrible at this. This is already a work in process. I just don't have a good workflow for it yet. I have have had for many years, like 5-6 years, a very nice scanner, like a ScanSnap. This is like, wire cutter, super scanner. It was an expensive purchase, but it is a super nice scanner. It's like a ScanSnap IX500. I mean, it's not their newest one anymore, but very nice scanner. I was meant to look up the specs, but the scanner scans at least 30 pages a minute. Every two, but it's, and I think it's faster than that, cause I watch them go through there and it's like, you can stack. I don't know. I've never stacked more than about 15 or 20 pages in there at once. But it scans that many, and it scans them in like 20 seconds. I think it's more like 60 pages. Man, the freaking scanner is amazing. The software, I would love to get some, dig into the way of completely managing the software in like an open source way. But, and their software is kind of the typical clunky, Windows stuff. But this version of the scanner, one of the good things about it is, I think it was the first model of the scanner that actually has Wi-Fi internally. So the scanner is on the network. The scanner does not talk to... When I first started using it, because I hadn't worked out all the software yet, I scanned stuff to my computer and then dealt with it. Now the scanner is on the network. The scanner scans the stuff to ScanSnap. Yes, I understand that's... But they handle, like, there's some OCR. It's not great. And then they push it into Google Drive. I've gone through phases where I've been semi-disciplined with this. I mean, I'm to the point where, like, a lot of stuff I just scan, and once I've validated that I have the scan and it's fine. And one thing about the scanner is if the piece of paper like rips in half while it's going through the scanner for some reason, you're like, oh, that's a problem. But if it runs through the scanner, it's not like I'm worried that it didn't scan. That freaking scanner is amazing. But I still check. And, some things at that point I just throw away. Other thing, tax related stuff or something I keep anyway, for a period of 7 years or whatever it is. I've gone to the point, I have a little scanned thingamajigger that I'll flip the page over, and on the back I'll stamp it. It's like a teacher thing, it's like, boom, scanned. So I know. And I do love doing that. I love the like scanny thing. It's cool. But I just haven't gotten a good workflow around using it, and I have too much paper on my desk that should just be scanned, and most of it gone. A few things of it not gone, but most of it gone. And I just don't have a good workflow around that yet, and I need to work on that. So that is a resolution. And oh, and then, you know, meta aside for summer resolutions, I'm in trouble. I luckily do have, obviously, until September 20th or whenever it is, but summer is rapidly on the way out. So I got to get to working on some of this stuff. But we will update on that if and when we continue past. Okay, I'm not too bad. I'm almost done. Past dog days. Finally, there's another. I realized there's another media that I wanted to add here. It's DVD ripping. And so we have a lot of DVDs. We have a lot of DVDs that Charlotte had from, like, because Charlotte has literally boxes that say, you know, keep these clothes until grandchildren. Well, she had them. They're all open now, but I saw them come out of storage. You know, they're like 18 to 25 year old. It's really cool. I mean, like, Gracie plays with toys that her uncle, who is, you know, 5 years older, 4 or 5 years older than her mother, played with when he was a little kid, plays with toys that her mother, you know, Charlotte has all this stuff. And she also had, she has VCR tapes, and that's a different issue. And we talked about that before, and they're going to be super crappy rips, but who cares? But we also have stuff like DVDs and everything. And then we buy DVDs anyway. And for historically, I have ripped most things under Linux, you know, just with a drawing a freaking blank right the second, but like the standard ripping software. I'm drawing a blank. I didn't even think about that, but that was my historical way of ripping stuff. But later and nowadays, and especially with Disney, don't work. It can't, they haven't kept up. So, and you know, and I'm buying these things. Yes. I'm buying them. They're mine. I do have DVD players in the house, but A, I also have, you know, a, not a Plex box. I can't remember what the DLCA, DCLA. Anyway, like a media streaming box, the Raspberry Pi in the house that I rip movies and stuff to, both movies for us and movies for Gracie. It's very convenient. And then also, you know, you can't stick a DVD in a tablet that you're taking on a road trip where you don't think you're going to have good Wi-Fi and you just want to have Moana on the tablet so the child is happy. And Moana is a very hard DVD to rip. And you know, we could get into it, but hey. But I found not a cheap program. DB, I don't remember. I might put it in the show notes. I might get me in trouble, so I might. Obviously, I don't really care. I'm ripping my own DVDs. But I found a piece of ripping software that does a really good job with pretty much anything, and put it on my main laptop, and then realized I don't want to have this laptop tied up because it rips much faster than things did on Linux, but still it's, you know, a not insignificant amount of time. And I'm like, I have spare machines, but I've already bound the license to this machine. And so about 6 months ago, I went and looked it up on the site, and I'm like, they give a kind of esoteric, not completely clear set of instructions, but it's like, I'm pretty sure I can deauthorize this laptop A, install the software on laptop B, and then reauthorize my, so I still, like, I can transfer my license. But I have worried myself into, oh, I'm gonna lose the license, that I still haven't done it. And it's just like, at the end of the day, just do it, Ken. And it's the absolute worst thing is I lose the license and I'll be really annoyed, but life will go on. But I think I can do it and it shouldn't be an issue. And then I can take that separate piece of hardware, put it in a out of the way area, and just literally dedicate it to ripping DVDs whenever I need to rip DVDs, and it'll be awesome. So that is definitely on my resolution list. So there you go. I'm already running later than I wanted to. So this is it for today. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. This is, we are at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. If you go there, you'll find all my ways to contact me. There's like a million. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 unported. And we will talk to you tomorrow for, I don't remember. Podcast I'm digging. We'll talk to you tomorrow about a podcast that I like. So see you then. Bye.